Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're ready for class session number 118. And before class begins, you might get ready by getting your Bible and turning to Luke chapter 1. And we're going to begin talking about what it is said in Luke chapter 1 in verse 17, where the angel said to Zechariah, the man that was to be the father of John the Baptist, and explaining what John would come and do. The angel said that John would come to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him. Well, that's where we'll begin in just a few moments. While you're turning your Bibles to Luke chapter 1 and verse 17, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We've been meeting in this location, or this congregation has been meeting there, for over 100 years. And we have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying Sunday school lessons that were written many years ago by a preacher named E.A. Elam, a graduate of the old Barrett College up at Spencer. And in his latter years, all his years of teaching the Bible, he took that knowledge and incorporated them into Sunday school lessons to be used by the churches. And these are the lessons and the notes for the lessons that he prepared for the Sunday schools of 1922. And so we're studying Elam and reading about John the Baptist. How was it that John the Baptist was to make a people prepared for the Lord? Well, we read about the work of John in several passages. Let me read these to you. We read in Matthew chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. I'm going to read Matthew 3, 1 through 12. In those days cometh John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of through Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John himself had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said unto them, Ye offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit worthy of repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now the axe is laid at the root of the trees. Every tree therefore that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the garner, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. Mark tells us of the work of John the Baptist in his book, and that's how he opens his book. We read in Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, even as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John came, who baptized in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance unto remission of sins. And there went out to him all the country of Judea and all they of Jerusalem, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and had a leathern girdle about his loins, and did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, There cometh after me he that is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. We read this again, a little differently told, but still the same account in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. And I'm going to read really verses 15 through 18. It says here, And as the people were in expectation, and all men reasoned in their hearts concerning John, whether haply he were the Christ, John answered, saying unto them, I indeed baptize you with water, but he that cometh is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly to cleanse his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his garner. But the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. With many exhortations, therefore, preached he good tidings to the people. And so that is the work of John the Baptist. He was not Elijah in person, as he explains himself in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 21. But he came in the spirit and power of Elijah, so that he was the Elijah to come, as Christ said in Matthew chapter 17. Let me read what Christ said in Matthew 17, verses 10 through 13. It says, His disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And he, now this is Jesus, Jesus answered and said, Elijah indeed cometh, and he shall restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but did unto him whatsoever they would. Even so shall the Son of Man also suffer of them. Then understood the disciples that he spake unto them of John the Baptist in his zeal and manner of life, and bold reproof of sin in the rulers of the earth. He resembled Elijah. Elijah reproved frequently Ahab and Jezebel, as we read in earlier lessons in 1 Kings chapter 18, 17 through 46, and verse 21. And John reproved Herod Antipas and Herodias. Let me read to you what he said in Matthew chapter 14, 1 through 5, about that kind of reproof. It says here that Herod, having heard about Jesus, it says at that time, at that season, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report concerning Jesus and said to his servants, This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore do these powers work in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother's Philip's wife. For John said unto them, It is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitudes, because they counted him as a prophet. Well, John was fearless in his rebuke. John's work and character is that which was foretold by the prophets. It's good to go back some time and read what those prophets said. Let me find that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. There we read in Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5, The voice of one that crieth, Prepare ye in the wilderness the way of Jehovah. Make level in the desert a highway for our God. every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the uneven shall be made level, and the rough places a plain, and the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. And then we read in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant whom ye desire, behold, he cometh, saith the Lord of hosts. And then at the very close of the Old Testament, in Malachi chapter 4, beginning in, Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, here's how the Old Testament comes to a close. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded to him in Horeb for all Israel, even statutes and ordinances. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of Jehovah come, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. It tells us in Luke chapter 1 and in verse 18, that Zechariah said to the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is stricken in years. Zacharias was slow to believe what the angel had said, giving as the reason that he and his wife were old people. Hence he asked for a sign. At the age of 50, the priest ceased to serve. But Zacharias was past that age. Here the angel declared his name, the name John, and repeated it, or his name is Gabriel, and repeated his mission. The angel said, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak unto thee and to bring thee good tidings. Gabriel appeared hundreds of years before this to Daniel, we read in Daniel chapter 8. And in Daniel chapter 9, and 6 months later he would appear to the Virgin Mary in Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. How much is signified by Gabriel standing in the presence of God, we do not undertake to say, but that he with such power was sent to declare such things to Zacharias should be sufficient. The sign given was that Zacharias should be dumb until these things should come to pass, and the reasons given was because he did not believe Gabriel's words. Still, Gabriel said they should be fulfilled in their season. The people, waiting for Zacharias, marveled that he tarried so long within the temple. It did not take long to burn the incense. When he did not come out, he could not speak, but gave them to understand by signs he continued to make that he had seen a vision. During his further service in the temple, and until the appointed time to return home, Zacharias remained dumb. When the week of his ministration was ended, he went to his home. Zacharias lived in Hebron, the priestly city, in the hill country of Judea. Now that ends that lesson, but let me read on, and I want to read on in Luke chapter 1 for a little bit to the close of the program, and then we'll start up at the next program reading further. It says in Luke chapter 1 and verse 24, after these days Elizabeth, his wife, conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord done unto me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men. I think I'm going to stop there, and we'll begin reading next in Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. Let me again invite you, when you have the opportunity, come worship God with us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff on the road between McMinnville and Biola. And I think you will be pleasantly pleased with what you see. But more than that, we hope God is going to be pleased by what he sees when we gather together. Well, that's the end of this school day. And we'll be ready next week or next time in Luke chapter 1.